Hi, everybody. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Heidi.
Welcome to this week's Kelly Mill Cultcast.
Mindset Mosaic.
Crafting your path to greatness.
Okay, everybody. It's time for our Mindset Mosaic.
Yep.
But it's looking a little different, Lisa.
Very different. You know, we're not going to have one this week.
Taking off this week for testing.
That's right. But last week we learned about the time is now and getting in the zone.
Yes, that was a good one.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know if we did enough to reflect on it. So we have a special guest today with us to talk about comfort
zones. That's right. Hi, Sophie from Ms. Meyer's class.
Hey, Sophie. Welcome.
We're so happy that you're here.
And that you can help us understand a little bit better about what that means for students.
Right.
To get in the zone.
Yeah. How do you get in the zone, Sophie?
I get in the zone by focusing on what my teachers are saying and none of the distractions in class.
Wow. Staying focused.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell me, explain to our listeners, what does it mean to get in the zone? Like, we say that, but what does that mean?
It means to not focus on everything that's around you and focus on you and the person that you're talking to and not listen to anybody else and make sure you know you're doing what you're supposed to do.
So, Great. Yeah, that sounds like some important stuff. It's probably valuable. When you guys were doing your class meetings around getting in the zone, who were some people that you guys learned about who have to get in the zone?
People that play golf, baseball, gymnastics, because the gymnastics people could fall and then they could.
Correct.
And then they get back up and try again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Super important to stay in the zone when you're doing
something like that. At athletes are a good way. To learn about getting the zone. Mm-hmm. Anybody in your family ever get in the zone?
My sister, when she does her dog walking, she has to focus on the dogs, make sure they don't do anything bad.
Oh, are those her pets?
No, there are people around the neighborhood that she walks.
So it's her business.
She has a dog walking business?
Yes.
How old is she? Tell us your sister's name.
Zoe.
Zoe. How old is Zoe?
15.
Okay. She already has a business?
Wow.
She started when she was 10 years old.
Okay. Zoe is in the zone.
I would
totally.
Is Zoe in the zone? Is that
always.
Okay. Does she have a name for her business?
Just dog walking business.
Just dog walking. Now, and where is she a student?
Central High School.
Very good. That's awesome. Well, shout out to Zoe being in the zone. What are your thoughts or how do you feel when you're not in the zone?
Sophie? I feel distracted and I feel like that's just going to ruin the things that could come up.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always think sometimes maybe there's something that was there for you might miss out on.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's easy to be distracted and not be in the zone, but it's important to try to stay focused.
What are some things you do if you find yourself kind of drifting out of the zone? Are there some things you do to kind of get back in there?
I turn around. If I'm turned around talking to someone, I turn around, focus, and I just shut down my ears and only focus on my teacher.
Oh, that's
excellent.
Nice.
Wow.
What a dream.
I know. She's amazing. What could go wrong, you think, when you're not in the zone?
You could miss out on opportunities. And
if
you're working on a test, then you could just fail the test.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, like you were saying, missing out on something, you never know.
So can I ask you, this is a total ballpark. I'm just curious. What percentage of the time do you think you're in the zone, personally?
60%.
60. What do you think, Lisa?
For myself?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know.
If you did know, what would you say?
Probably 75%.
Okay. What about you, Bradley?
Well, obviously not in the zone right there.
Took a second to answer. you hopped on quickly.
No,
I'm curious.
I think about 90. I'm always just task-driven.
Yeah.
That. Sometimes it's not good, though, because you have to always look at the surroundings to make sure you are aware of other people. But when I'm doing my work,
I'm okay, with Sophie.
How about you?
I'm probably more around. Mm-hmm. It depends. Do you feel like you're in the zone for more some things more than others?
Yes.
Same. So sometimes I can be totally out of the zone. I probably am out. Yeah, I'd say I'm 60. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not as definitely not as focused as Bradley.
No. I don't think too many people are that focused. Well, maybe, but us yellows, we're definitely.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
Yeah. So, you know, I know that you guys have been learning about mindsets all year. Do you have a mindset that is one of the ones that kind of resonates or that you like the most?
The time is now.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. Yep. I like it. That's the one that you like best. So how do you guys talk about mindsets in your classroom? How does that, what does that look like?
How does Ms. Myers like teach you about this?
So on Monday, we talk about what we did over the weekend. And then on Tuesday, we go through it. We read, we see the video. And then Wednesday, we talk about the questions. Okay. And we relate to what that happens in our life.
Oh, good. Y'all have like class discussions and stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
So a little bit every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Do you guys have like little slides that you go through? I know you mentioned a video last week. Our listener mentioned quotes from famous people. So we've got some quotes. We have some videos, questions. So y'all have little slides that you go through every day? Do you do activities?
We do activities that we know how to play.
Okay.
And sometimes discussions though, right?
Yes.
Okay. I like it.
Which mindset do you think your sister Zoe would like the most?
Get in the zone.
Same one?
Yeah.
Yes. What about your parents?
Definitely get in the zone.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it's a good one.
Most parents, I think, are kind of into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want you to be in the zone. For
sure. All right. Well, Sophie, it was so good hearing from you and kind of like getting to see through the eyes of the students, like what this means to you, because we talk about this, you know, a lot during the week, but hearing it like from you and living this out, especially, you know, being in fifth grade, I just started thinking about something. Like y'all are leaving to go to middle school.
That's right.
How does this like thinking about getting in the zone, is that going to be important as you guys all transition over to middle school?
Yes.
Why is that going to be important?
Because you're going to get out of your comfort zone. You're going to meet new people. You're going to try out new sports if you want to. And it's going to have lots of different people for the people that are in DLI because we've been with each other for 6 years.
Exactly.
You are right. You're going to getting out of the zone for
totally
sure.
Totally out of the zone and into the zone. Out of the comfort zone.
Into the zone.
And into the zone zone.
Are you going to try out anything new when you go? Are you going to Hendrix?
Yes.
Okay. Are you trying out? For doing anything new when you go over there?
I'm going to try out for volleyball.
Oh, fun.
Love that. That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
I do like volleyball.
I do too.
And then what will DLI look like for you guys in middle school?
We'll have two connection classes. One connection is our DLI one and another, and you can choose anything else. If you wanted to do one thing all year, it could be band or chorus, but I want to try multiple things. So
okay. I think
just
that's
letting
great.
Them choose me.
I like that. And then that way you can decide what you want to kind of pursue.
Right. That's exactly right. And the time is now, Sophie.
It is. The time is now.
It's been wonderful having you here. Thank you for coming on.
You're welcome.
Any final words or anything?
Just a shout out to all my friends and family for always being with me.
Oh, that's awesome. So nice. Thank
Sophie,
you,
Sophie. You're a star.
You sure are.
Thank you.
Be the light. Be the good. Be the light. Be the good. We are Kelly Mill.
All right, so this week's Cult Chronicles is focusing on all things fifth grade.
All things fifth grade, Heidi. And you know what? We are so excited. We have Miss May in the house.
She's going to be our expert, our
That's
resident
right.
expert on Miss May on all things in the month
all
of May.
All things May.
Exactly.
Wow, look what we did
for
there.
Fifth grade.
Yeah, welcome.
Thanks, guys.
Well, we got a lot of stuff coming up.
Yes, May is
a lot of
very
stuff coming
busy
up.
Month.
So I'm thinking about a fifth grade breakfast. It might be one of the first things that's happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
May
tell us about that.
8th, I believe. Yes?
Yep. That'll be our final fifth grade breakfast in the morning. So the kids will all head to the cafe and we'll have a special breakfast and they can all hang out together for about 45 minutes.
That's
nice.
So
do you know what's
nice.
Being served?
I do not yet. We are working on that right now.
Okay, special menu.
Yes.
Now, will parents join, or is it just a student-only event?
It's a student-only event, except for each classroom will have a few volunteers to help hand out the food.
Okay. That's great.
That
Wonderful.
So nice. And then May 10th is the fifth grade field day.
It's a big day.
Yeah. What color is fifth grade wearing this year?
All right. So we are in violet. So if you didn't order the shirt, you can wear violet, purple, and it's their last field day, so it's a big
it is a big one. What is like the favorite event typically for fifth graders or for some of the older kids? What do you think?
They love the water ones.
Yeah,
like the dunk drench and the I don't know, the one with the little squishy ball and you get you have to tag everybody.
That's always
the
a good
dirtier
one.
The water, the better, because then it becomes like, you know.
Grass.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are first this year.
Oh,
so
you are.
Fifth grade's
nice.
First. So we're, I think, at 8 or 9 in the morning, like first thing.
Okay. That'll be great. Now, can parents come and join in on the fun?
Yes, definitely. Okay. We love to have parents come and hang out and enjoy the last field day.
And are you guys doing anything after field day being first, or can kids get checked out?
Kids can get checked out. Okay. We'll just be hanging out.
Have a clipboard, and, or how does that work?
We'll have our clipboard.
So they'll come see you if they want to check out. They don't have to do that through the front office necessarily.
Yeah, no, okay. They come to us and we'll check them out with us.
That's perfect. That's awesome. All right, now here's the big event.
It is.
Oh. It is. This is the biggie, you guys. May 15th, you're going to Chattanooga.
Yes.
I love Chattanooga.
Yes.
It's so fun.
Me too.
So tell us what that looks like. What's it like?
All right. So the kids have to get here at 6:30 in the morning. It's early morning because we will be loading the big buses.
School buses?
No, this is the special coach buses.
The Mac-Daddies. Those are awesome.
TV on board?
Oh, yeah.
Bathroom on board?
Oh, bathroom. Oh, they are all super excited.
They're going to love
that. I cannot wait for the TV in the bathroom.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
It is.
So we will leave here about 6:45.
Okay.
And we are going to the aquarium, and then we're doing something new. We're going to the Medal of Honor Museum
that's
up there. So there's a museum that's got all different military awards and medals.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, cool.
So we're going to do an IMAX movie at the aquarium and check out the aquarium.
It's going to be a great day.
Eat lunch up there in the big green space.
Okay.
And then,
so is there anything special they need to bring or not bring? What are some...
So they cannot bring any technology.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to have the TVs on the bus, and that'll keep them entertained.
Yes.
And they don't need any money. They don't need any technology. They can bring a cinch bag with some snacks in it and water and their lunch. They have to bring a lunch from home this year.
Oh, okay.
Or if they're going to buy lunch, they have to scan the code that went home a few weeks ago and order their lunch.
Okay, pre-order through the cafe.
Yes.
Okay.
That's great. Oh my gosh, that is going to be so much fun.
What time do you guys head back?
So we are hoping to be back around 5:30.
Okay.
All
right.
And so all the parents will come, and we're working out how we're going to do dismissal with all the parents
details,
and everything.
But they'll come here to Kelly Mill to pick up the kids at the end of the trip. That's going to be so exciting. Awesome.
And I'm assuming that paperwork went home, so parents have all of that necessary
information. The paperwork went home, and then we'll be contacting all our chaperones. We have a good amount of parents coming too.
Awesome.
That's so
now, do
awesome.
Parents ride the bus?
Yep,
they do.
Yep.
Oh wow, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
And then right after Chattanooga, you guys are gonna have your fifth grade parties.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us more about that. That sounds fantastic.
That is another big day that all kids look up to for the fifth grade.
They just do.
The blow-ups.
Is this the inflatable?
Yes. This is the inflatables.
And it's special because it's just for the fifth graders. You know, they're kind of winding down their time here.
Yeah.
It's a really special time.
Get to hang out.
Yeah, they'll be outside from 9 to 1 that day.
Oh, and man.
They'll get a special lunch that day also.
Wow. So, again, this is just a student party.
This is
for students only.
Yep.
Okay.
And the fifth grade committee will be reaching out. I think they're going to send home a sign-up genius for parents to volunteer to help run some of the different stations, on different time slots.
Okay.
But it's
okay.
Kind of
share the load of the work.
Yeah. Other than that, it'll be just the students.
So usually there's fun music and a photo booth. And
is it out on the blacktop?
It's out on the blacktop.
Okay.
Or the area between the building and the big playground, and then the big playground.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Mr. Burbrink comes out and plays music, and we'll
really
have a photo booth. And
that's such a
great
day for them.
Oh, yeah.
Great time for lots of memories from kids who are in all different classes.
They can all be together.
They can all be together.
It's so neat. Okay, so something else that's really fun that's coming up on the 21st.
Oh.
Now, this is in the evening.
Yes.
It's bombardment.
Yes.
Where is that going
to
be?
Oh, this is so much fun. Fifth graders get to play against all the teachers that come.
Okay.
So it's at Hendricks.
And they bring their A game, I bet. And the kids do.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys
Is there a standing record, students versus teachers, over the years that we know of?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
But, some years, there's been a very close game where only one student is versing three or four teachers. And
wow.
It's a lot of fun. The kids, alumni come sometimes and come and play.
I know that Officer Faye has come in the past. And
I've seen headbands and cool socks.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a big
deal. Capes and stuff.
The teachers get very pumped up and super excited. Awesome. So
I'm wondering though if the students might have a little advantage because of our Gaga pit this year.
Oh,
like
that's
they're doing
true.
Like some like you know some good skill.
They got
building.
Some moves. Yeah,
yeah, they do. So y'all have to really bring it.
Work on your defense.
Maybe
Kathleen.
The teachers need to go into the Gaga pit and play a little bit.
Oh, I'd
faculty
like to see
meeting.
That.
It might be a little
faculty meeting.
The Gaga pit.
Yeah,
be
Kathleen,
awesome.
I like your thinking.
So this is at 6 o'clock,
yes.
Right, 6 p.m. Yep.
At Hendricks,
and the parents were responsible for bringing their children there,
yes.
And not drop them off.
Do
no.
they watch? I was going to
The parents stay and watch, and we have
okay.
the stands are set up, and
okay,
they can
good.
Cheer the kids on.
Oh,
or the teachers.
Or the teachers. They can
yes.
help us, you know, cheer us on.
And then it looks like we have a step-up ceremony at the Focal Center.
Yes.
So that's our graduation,
really
right?
That's the
May
big
22nd.
Graduation.
Yes. So we were lucky enough to... it opened up last minute, and so fifth grade was able to snag it. And we're working out all the finer details, but it'll be at 10 o'clock in the morning that day. And
more details will come
more
home.
More details
as
will come home.
Closer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Focal Center is going to be beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be
and we get
so
to
nice.
Do it all together, so all of fifth grade will be together again.
That's nice.
I love that. Mm-hmm. So the parties together, the
yes.
breakfast, the graduation.
Yes. It sounds like a great way to send
well,
them off.
Another really cool thing you guys do together yes. is This is the whole culmination of all of it to me. It's that fifth grade walk.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
I often shed a tear.
Oh, I do. I do too.
Yeah.
So what, and some of the kids do.
Yes.
They do.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
It's an emotional
really
day
is.
For them a lot of times.
It is. It's,
you to know, walk the halls one last time
right.
and have everybody cheering them on.
Growing up. And so tell our listeners, what exactly is the fifth grade walk?
So the fifth grade walk, we give each fifth grader a pair of sunglasses. So they are the cool kids on the block.
Yeah, they sure are.
And they get to walk all the halls for the last time, and all the younger grades are out cheering them on. Mm-hmm. And
posters.
They get so excited.
High-fiving.
Oh,
and so
it's special.
It's a special time. And
parents come and line the halls.
Parents
right,
are invited
watch.
To come
okay.
and watch for the final time. We'll have a separate area that the parents, part of the walk, will have a separate area for them to be in.
Okay.
And
that's so
VIPs.
Nice.
Yes, the VIP area so that the kids still have room. And
that's happening in the morning.
Yes, because it's an early release day. So we we're doing it at 10, I think around 10:45-ish, somewhere around there.
And our early release is like 11:50. So if they wanted to go ahead and take their student after the walk, they could.
Yes,
is that right?
They can come back to the classroom and check them out from
all right.
with
and
me.
Say adios
and,
for one last time.
Yeah,
I know. The last day of school.
The last day of school.
Oh, wow. It's really special. Well, Kathleen, thanks for getting us all caught up on all
Definitely.
The cool happenings in fifth grade. It's a special time
and
of year.
And we really appreciate you teachers going the extra mile to make this a special year for them. I mean, all
it
throughout
is.
The year, you guys have been doing just great things with them.
Right.
Just to kind of make that last year
and
special.
And a shout out to that fifth grade committee, those parents that have volunteered their time and talents too. It's really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fun way to send them off to middle school.
It sure
it's
is.
Great.
Oh,
well, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
We've
it was
enjoyed
fun.
It.
Thank you.
Backstage pass, here we go. Behind the scenes, all aglow. Secrets shared, stories flow. Join us now, enjoy the show. Backstage pass, here we go. Behind the scenes, all aglow. Secrets shared, stories flow. Join us now, enjoy the show. Yeah!
It is time for a little backstage glimpse into milestone testing.
Oh, boy. You know, that testing has begun.
Yes, for grades 3 through 5.
Yeah, next week is 4th grade?
Nope. Next week? No, this week is 3 through 5.
Yeah.
Next week will be 4. You're right. You're right.
Hello.
I'm sorry. You're in the zone.
Sometimes. Not always.
So some of our listeners, I'm just going to go ahead and keep going.
Do it.
May
go
not
for
be
it.
Familiar with milestone testing, but we're lucky enough to have our AP, Brittany Shadburn.
Oh, she's
in
so
the house.
Awesome.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
Brittany. Ms. Shadburn.
How's it going?
So good.
How are y'all?
So good. We're great.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about milestones. What grade levels are all testing, and what's the purpose of the test?
Yeah, great question. So this week on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, 3rd and 5th grade will test.
Okay.
On Friday, 5th grade will continue with one more test because they have to test in science. Their grade
Ooh,
does.
Okay.
And then next week, fourth grade, will follow that same schedule, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
Okay.
And a lot of parents have questions about how long the test typically lasts. Mm-hmm. They're like, is this all day?
Yeah.
Like, no, it's actually only about 2 hours every morning, first thing in the morning, and then they can have their regular scheduled day after the testing is over.
Yeah. So they'll still have specials and
absolutely. You still get specials,
recess,
you still get lunch, you still get recess.
All right.
And a lot of times teachers kind of do like super fun things.
Yeah.
After testing,
oh, yes.
You know,
kind of mix it
so,
up.
So, yeah,
a little
it's
bit.
Only like 2 hours at the most, and a lot of sessions are even shorter than that.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, because I do think people think it's probably all day and grueling. And
yes.
Yeah. Definitely not the case.
How about visitors during testing
time? Great question. As much as we love our cult visitors, this
right.
is a two-week window where we can't have any visitors mm-hmm. in the building.
Okay.
So mystery readers, if you come to eat lunch with your cult regularly, this is just that mm-hmm. little 2-week
that's
window
right.
where we don't allow visitors in the building. And that's really just so that we can keep the hallways and the testing environment as quiet for our cults as we can so that they can focus.
That's great.
Yeah.
So what is the purpose? Why are milestone tests given each year?
That's such a great question. Really, we like to just think of it as a chance for the kids to show off, right? Just show
what
you know. You've worked all year. Your teachers have worked hard to teach you all that you're supposed to know, and we're not at all worried about it. We just want them to show what they know and a chance to just kind of show off.
I like to think of it as just getting feedback.
It is 100% mm-hmm. feedback, and it's really feedback for us as administrators and as teachers of what I need to work on differently next year.
Yeah. Okay.
My kids really struggled with this. Maybe I need to kind of beef that up a little differently next year.
So it's not something to get real anxious about.
No.
Okay.
And it's so common for kids that have never taken it to kind of feel that way at first.
Yeah.
But we absolutely are just like, look, it's all good. Just show what you know and have fun and
use that
for feedback. Yeah.
Like advice that you would give parents as far as, getting ready?
I think the two biggest takeaways for us to encourage is make sure you get a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
And come in well-rested and ready to do your best. And then just that, like we talked about, just staying positive, no stress, just show off. Show what you know.
Love
do
that.
The best you can, because we know that scores don't define us
That's
as cults.
Exactly right.
Absolutely.
It's just one little small window of time, a little two-hour
That's it.
Sliver of time, and it doesn't define who we are as amazing cults. So just show off and do your best.
That's really great advice.
It really is.
You always have a great way of, making things, manageable where it can feel a little overwhelming.
That's right.
But you're right.
Exactly.
Our kids, they've worked so hard. They're going to rock this out.
They absolutely have,
and our teachers
are.
Have too.
Yes.
Like, it's just a great chance to just show off.
I love that. Show what you know.
That's great.
I like that.
Thank you, Brittany, for coming on. We appreciate
you
so much.
Thank you for all you do on your podcast. It's always fun to get to join you.
You're like a regular. I love it.
I know.
I'm a little disappointed there wasn't a speed round. Maybe we can do that next time.
That's right.
I do love
we're
that.
We're on it.
Those were good.
Those
good
were fun.
Times. Well, thanks for giving us a little information and a backstage pass on. Milestone
Thank you
testing.
For having
That's
me.
Right.
And good luck next week, Colts.
Okay, everybody, get out your calendars for the Mark Your Calendar segment.
You know what? Now through the end of the month, it's autism awareness, so we are wearing blue on Fridays.
And now through the end of the month also, we're having our Totes for Tots benefiting the children in foster care. See our Cult Connection for information.
That's right. It's also right now is open to sign up for our summer camps. You can find that information on our website and probably on social media as well.
Awesome. And then April 22nd through May 3rd, we will be in our milestone testing. And reminder, we will not have any visitors during those weeks.
And April 26th, it's the Chick-fil-A biscuit purchase deadline.
Awesome. And now through April 30th, yard sign orders are being accepted for your fifth grader. Check out the Cult Connection.
That's so fun. I love that. Now through May 9th, it's the class placement parent input. It's that's being accepted through the 9th of May, one for each child. You can find that link in the Cult Connection and on our website.
May 8th is the fun fifth grade breakfast.
So fun for them. May 9th, get ready for field day K1 and 2.
And the next day, May 10th, it's field day for you third, fourth, and fifth graders.
That's right. Wear your colors.
Yep. Well, that's a wrap.
Well, thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed our Kelly Moult Cultcast. If so, please spread the word to our Kelly Moult families. We'd love to hear from you, so please contact us with your thoughts and any questions. And don't forget to submit your mailbag questions. This link is found on our webpage under the Quick Links section called Questions About KME. Finally, please rate our podcast on your platform of choice and leave a review. We'd always greatly appreciate that. And until next time, remember, we are called to care. The CARE stands for connected, accountable, respectful, and engaged. And most of all, one, two, three,
be the light, be the good.